Good morning. I'm Matt Huggins with the Oakland Church of Christ, and it's an honor to be able to bring a brief message from God's Word each morning this week. In Matthew chapter 16, the scriptures read, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?'" The Son of God presents us with a great challenge to renounce selfishness and dedicate our lives in service to Him. Our human nature and the society in which we live tempt us to believe that life is all about us. It's all about me and about what I want. In truth, if we are to live the life of a Christian, it is not all about us. We must deny self and render service to our Lord. And so this week, we are discussing five ways in which we must be selfless and deny ourselves in our lives as Christians. Yesterday, we discussed denying self with our time and money. And today, we want to discuss denying self in relation to our family. In Ephesians chapter 6, beginning in verse 1, the Apostle Paul writes, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. And you, fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord." God presents family members with responsibilities that we must prioritize over our own selfish aims. As children, we must obey our parents. We must honor our father and mother. We must give them respect that they are due and not prioritize what we want because it's not all about us. We must also, as fathers, bring up our children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. We have to sacrifice sometimes what we want to follow God's plan as being fathers and children. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, beginning in verse 4, Paul writes to Timothy, "But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God." And then on down in verse 8, Paul writes, "But if anyone does not provide for his own, and especially for those of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever." If we are to repay our parents for what they've done for us, we must make a conscious decision to prioritize their well-being and make the time to take care of them. Providing for our family, Paul says to Timothy, is a central part of the faith, that those who do not provide for their own are worse than unbelievers. For us to pursue the responsibilities God has given us to our family, we must deny ourselves and our own selfish ambitions. And finally, in Colossians chapter 3, verses 18 through 21, Paul discusses other family relationships as well. "Wives," it says in verse 18, "submit to your own husbands as is fitting in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and do not be bitter toward them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, do not provoke your children, lest they become discouraged." Husbands and wives must place the interest of the other spouse ahead of their own interest. Children must obey their parents, and fathers must raise their children in love. And to do these things, we often have to put ourselves second so that we can meet the family responsibilities that God has given to us. I thank you for listening this morning and hope you'll join us each morning the rest of the week as we continue to discuss denying self. As the old hymn says, "Lord, thy love at last has conquered, none of self and all of thee."